All right. This concludes our show for the week, or my show for the week, and my trainees. So I guess our show for this week. I hope you all enjoyed the music. I don't really have much to say. I should probably shut up. This is Joy the Human, and you are listening to my show For the Masses on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening, and I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their day.
Hey everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing.
I will sing a lullaby.
This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So I started off the show today with Etude by Franz Cassius, and then I had two Beatles songs, Golden Slumbers, followed by Carry That Weight, both from Abbey Road, which is like a consecutive album, so two consecutive songs. And I'm very excited to announce that I have a special guest in the studio today. My housemate, Guyther, is here.
Hi everyone, I'm Guyther.
Soon to be WMFO radio show host herself.
Touch wood, if all goes to plan.
What are you hoping to play on your show? I don't think I've actually asked you that.
I would say my two favorite genres are like Afrobeat and like house and techno. So I would love to play like a mix of those. I think the vibes are definitely gonna be like more hype.
I see.
Just because I've never really been into like old kind of music, but that's just like my upbringing. But
I see.
Yeah, that's kind of what the flavor I want to be bringing on my show.
So are you gonna have like a wee hours of the morning late night show? What's your ideal time of day?
I would love like a night show, like
okay.
not like super late, like not like 2 a.m. vibes, but like I would love like a 8 p.m. 9 p.m. vibe.
Okay.
Like, I want to, like, end my day.
Well, after 10 p.m., you can have swear words in your show.
Really?
I'm not allowed to have explicit music because it's before 10 p.m.
Oh, that changes the game. Then I wouldn't mind something after 10.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of my music might have swear words. Or I might swear.
A lot. Yeah. Common mistake amongst WMFO DJs. Also, a lot of people who have a show for the first time, like freshmen and sophomores, will get... Because WMFO is, like, so popular at Tufts, everyone wants a show, first-time DJs will get, like... Well, you're older, but
yeah.
A lot of freshmen and sophomores will literally get, like, a 2 a.m. show, a 3 a.m. show, a 4 a.m. show.
Wow.
And our other housemate, Miela, was telling me how her freshman year roommate had a 3 a.m. show on Saturday night.
Or
maybe it was 4 a.m., yeah.
Yeah.
And they would go to the studio at, like, 3 or 4 a.m.
I could not do that.
Do the show.
I would just rather not do the show.
And then come home, yeah. But... I don't know. I feel like listening to WMFO in the middle of the night is probably pretty entertaining. Because, like,
yeah.
What are you even talking about
You're
at that hour?
You're definitely, like, delirious at that
yeah.
point. So I feel like that's pretty funny.
I know. I think it's probably pretty good. I've never listened or done it myself.
Like, if you and your friend went to like, Curtis Hall at, like, 4 a.m., that's, like, definitely an adventure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, but I wonder what percentage of the time, like, they actually show up.
Oh, can you not show up?
Well, you cannot, like, you shouldn't, but
yeah,
people,
yeah.
I'm sure, at, like,
4
a.m. on a Saturday, people are like, yeah, no, change my mind on this one.
So funny.
Okay, so, very exciting show plan. Guyther's going to give me some suggestions.
Yes.
I started off with, as I said, Etude, which was Haitian Dance's album, and the other two songs were both Beatles. So continuing my British theme of last week, I did like a London themed show for being abroad.
Yeah,
so
it was all like London, British. Guys.
Yeah, guys. Already said it once. Okay.
She'll never stop saying it.
Yeah. So I'm going to continue on. And the next song I'm going to play is called September Fields by Frenzy Ford. So enjoy.
Telling you things you don't need to know. blinking in the tungsten. Wondering how I seem to you. Forgetting the words I'm singing for you. Am I forgetting I fell? You're sleeping with your rings on.
Rings on.
Cardinal wings in the early morning. Waking up to metaphor for me. Summer on my own land. Then it circulates around town. Do I double down because I'm stubborn? The needle on the phonographic sound. You're digging it up as soon as it's drawn.
Back.
Hi.
So up next, I guess I should say what you just heard. So the last two songs ago was September Fields by Frazee Ford. I went to visit my best friend who goes to school at Princeton this fall for the first time, and I drove all the way there myself, which I didn't really realize how long of a drive that was. I literally did it like 2 days before I left for study abroad. My parents were like, no, you probably shouldn't go there, like, right before you leave for London for 4 months. And I was like, no, I have to.
Hazel, so, by the way, this is the best friend.
So I went, and that song, September Fields, was, like, on repeat for the 6-hour car drive. I was, like,
obsessed
with it. It's far. That's really far. It's the longest drive I've ever done myself, I think.
Yeah, how do you even occupy yourself?
By listening to that song. And then the song after that was Rings by Pine Grove, which I also quite like. Something I wanted to discuss a little bit. Guythrie said that her music taste... Okay, up next I'm going to play two of Guythrie's songs.
Yeah.
Do you want to describe the vibe for us?
Right. So the first one is Omo, correct?
Yes.
By Burna Boy.
Yep.
This is a lovely song. Burna Boy is a dear... artist of mine, one of my favorites, and this song is, I would consider it Afrobeat. Obviously Burna Boy is like an Afro-Haitian artist. And then the next one is
Through My Hair by Teo.
Oh my god, this one I actually discovered like literally 2 days ago, so it's a fresh one. I don't know the artist, but I was like in the living room playing music on the speaker in the house. Bronwyn probably was there. And then on my Spotify, it was on my Spotify Discover Weekly,
which is like, I love Discover
kind of a
Weekly.
Banger,
it's
honestly.
Okay, I don't know the song, but Discover Weekly is so good.
Yeah,
for
I
me.
Think there are times where like it really hits,
yeah.
And then Spotify is like churning out beautiful recommendations, and then other times it's bad. But this one was a good one. So.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
The first two of the first songs I played, the Beatles songs, I actually heard at a Tufts house party, and. I was just talking to somebody in one of my classes about, like, the best way to go out at Tufts.
Yeah.
And this girl was like, I don't really go out at Tufts. Tufts is not a party school. I just avoid it altogether.
Wow.
And I was kind of saying that my favorite, like, going out evenings are, like, the bands. The bands kind of thing. But 2 weeks ago, did you see the viral TikTok that was of Tufts?
No.
Okay, there's this viral TikTok that was, like, of a Tufts band's house party. I'm surprised you haven't heard of this. It's been talk of the town on campus.
Really?
And it's, like, all of the, like, most indie, like, leg warmers, elf ears, crazy makeup, mullets type scene at Tufts.
So it's, like, that crevice of Tufts.
Yes. Okay. Do you know the band Landerchen?
Yes.
Yes, they were playing. Oh, okay, yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Landerton is cool. They're just, like, they're quite popular amongst underclassmen, but there's this TikTok of them that, like, went viral, and everyone in the comments was, like, flaming Tufts. They're, like, choose your college wisely, like, is this in Ohio? Like, just making fun of
Tufts.
Honestly, like,
that's fair.
Yeah. And the funny part is that I brought Belle, who's my friend from Northeastern, and Northeastern is, like, opposite vibes of Tufts, like, pre-professional, very, like, everyone's super, like, normal, career, sports.
A lot of international kids as well.
Yeah. And she came to that, and she was just like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Tufts is really a...
Was this at the art show?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, even Miela was like, the vibes were really weird.
Yeah, it was an interesting scene. I would say that's, like, that Tufts artsy scene taken to an extreme.
Yeah.
But generally, I enjoy it. I think that was just, like...
There's multiple scenes at Tufts.
Yeah.
If you want to tap into the artsy crevice scene, you can.
What is your fave?
I wouldn't say fave. I would more categorize it as, like, relative to the others.
Okay.
Because it's not like we have plenty of options here, but I would be like, I'm not, like, I feel like I haven't been to enough of the artsy stuff. Like, I enjoy it because I enjoy, like, oh, like, live music, like, house parties. I think that's fun. But then there's also, like, the more, like, fratty Greek life scene.
Yes.
Which can also be fun in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's more, like, mainstream music and more, like, DJing, which can be, like, fun as well.
Yeah, but the DJs are never that good.
You know what? They're not.
Tufts needs better DJs, I think.
Yeah. I think it's because we don't have DJs. It's, like...
Oh, I'm a DJ right now.
Yeah, so Bronwyn, you're going to DJ the next
No, but I don't DJ that kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know how good I would be at that. Okay, anyways... We'll hear these next two songs, and you can call in and tell us if you think Guy 3 should DJ.
Yeah, please call in. I need validation.
Okay, here we go.
Fine like a motola. She got the money like a $10. She want get him out the la. She know they find the body we go control her. Nah, nah. Say she be foreigner. And these days she done the popular. She say she no get no time for me now. She know the answer when I'm calling her. Baby, show me what you can do. If I let you can do, show you go fit and do now. Make I show you what I can do. Long as you come through, I go keep you bamboo now. Baby, your body they for my eye, eye. Baby, your body they for my eye, eye. Girl, you know, say you are murder them, you are real killy.
El Chapo.
Girl, it be you, be the talk of the town, really. Girl, everybody, they look when you enter the building. Tell me what to do, girl, I'm for real. Girl, I've been scheming, plotting, planning. Fuck up plan A and move to plan B. Come anytime, the perfect timing. And you should take a chance and try me. It should be upon me that you're whining. No other girl can satisfy me. Girl, me and you could be vibing. But you keep playing these games and hiding. Fine like a motola. She get the money like a $10. She want get the motola. She know they find anybody we go control her. Nah, nah. Say she be foreigner. And these days she done the popular. She say she no get no time for me now. She know the answer when I'm calling her. Baby, show me what you can do. If I let you can do, show you go fit and do now. Make I show you what I can do. Long as you come through, I go keep you bamboo now. Baby, your body, they for my eye, eye. Baby, your body, they for my eye, eye.
Money like a death on that.
city, city safe. Yeah, mobbing up and down your interstate. Need my mommy, tell her, drop me on her way. Said they headed to that party, I'ma stay. Oh my, yeah, got me in a mood, I can no lie. She be trying to make a move on it all night. City got life in the NY. I don't wanna know it all like Bill Nye. Got plenty in my cup, we can share mine. Moving through the curls of my hairline. Wait, you gon' get me hot in the airline.
Run my fingers through my head, I won't get you on my head. I won't get you on my
the sun is out.
Run your fingers through my head, I won't get you on my head. I won't get you on my
head. I won't get you on my head.
Run your fingers through my head, I won't get you on my head. I won't get you on my
the sun is out.
Run your fingers through my head, I won't get you on my head. I won't get you on my
head. I won't get you on my
head. Okay, so based on that, I would totally let guy three. Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh, no.
Hold on. This is bad. This is really not good. Oh no. Okay, hold on. I'm just gonna play a song and I'm gonna figure out how to answer this.
Sweetness, sweetness. I was only joking when I said I'd like to mash every tooth in your head.
Okay, so after that chaotic transition, I actually did pick up the phone and I figured out how to do it. So if anyone wants to call in, I can say with full confidence, I can pick up the phone. And thank you so much to Max, who helped me figure that one out. But the last song you heard was Big Mouth Strikes Again by The Smiths. I actually don't really like The Smiths very much. Kind of crazy take for WMFO, but my dad recommended that song, and I really liked it, which isn't usually the case for me and the Smiths, so of course had to play it in honor of him. And then Max, who just called in, who told me that he was listening on his commute, and also listened last week, so very much appreciated to have a fan of this show, has requested a song. So I'm going to go ahead and play that one. And also, Guythrie, Max just told me over the phone that he really wants you to be a DJ.
Oh my God.
Thinks you would be fantastic on air.
Max, thank you so much.
And he also said that his first show is at 3 a.m. So if that's any consolation.
I'll tune in. Don't worry, Max.
No, I think it used to be at 3 a.m.
Oh, okay.
But no longer. Okay, so I'm going to play the song that Max requested, which is Making Plans for Nigel by XTC. So please enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Hello, we are back. Okay, that was Making Plans for Nigel by XTC. That was a phone-in request. And then A Top of Cake by Always, classic. I feel like this show is so all over the place in terms of genre. As you can tell, like, Arthur and I have quite different music tastes, but it's been such a great show, so I'm loving it.
I think that's what makes a good show.
Yeah, when it's all over the place.
Exactly.
When there's something for everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so with that being said, Guyther is now going to read a PSA.
Yes.
Take it away.
Okay, so this PSA is called Ladder Safety. I'm just going to start right now. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Redford, Tufts Community Radio.
You killed it.
Thank you.
So good. I heard that when you were on Lauren's show, not to expose you on it.
No, expose me.
I heard that you, like, somebody brought up the PSA and you thought it was like a discussion prompt.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, let's talk about it.
I know, that's what I thought.
Let's talk about ladder safety.
That's what it should be, I think.
Oh, like everyone talks about
this. Yeah, I feel
issue.
Like, oh, we should bring up a PSA and we should, like, discuss it. Especially because most of these PSAs are, like, really interesting.
Roundtable discussion on the PSA. No, I like where your head's at, honestly.
I think we could make it into almost like a podcast, but there's not enough time. There's not enough time.
Very true.
But yeah, guys, stay safe out there. If anyone has ladders in the house, be careful. Trying to avoid trauma.
I don't think so. I was gonna say. Also, with the cold, I heard that a lot of people's pipes burst and their basements flooded. So thank God that that didn't happen to us.
Yeah, that did happen to Duick though.
Yeah, it did happen.
I got like a gazillion emails about Duick Panic Center. But yeah. Tune in call in if you have any questions.
Oh yeah.
Specifically about ladders.
We know everything about ladders,
clearly.
Because we own one.
Because we have one in the house.
Okay, I'm going to play two more of Guyther's songs. So if you enjoyed the Afrobeats techno vibe, get ready for two more of where that came from.
Get ready for one more of where that came from. The last one is more the French house, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, also quick interlude. I just wanted to know, you said house comes from your upbringing.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean by that? Let's get into that.
I feel like my house was always filled with music, but I just didn't listen to like the classic kind of like old band. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I feel like my family didn't really listen to that stuff, or like my parents never put it on in the house, so like me and my sister never like got into it.
I see.
Like, our music taste kind of developed off of like each other, which was like, especially me and my sister have very similar music taste. I take a lot of influence from her, clearly. Sorry, that's not clear because none of you know her, but like that's where most of my taste has developed from. And then my mom has like really similar taste to me, and my dad listens to like God even knows what is he listening. I don't think he even listens to music, but like, we didn't like grow up with like the classic like bands, like the very
I know what you mean, like oldies.
Yeah, we didn't listen to oldies. Or maybe like I just like was there and didn't pay attention, but I definitely wasn't listening to that when I was younger. But I know like Lauren like was telling me like her mom would play that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So she like grew up with that. Yeah.
My dad has been listening to a lot of Kate Bush lately, as he's definitely listening right now.
Oh my God, hi.
Guyther is very excited to meet you.
I know, I've heard we're going to get along really well.
I would love to get into the cake metaphor on air, but I think that we don't have enough time for that.
Yeah, that's also too loaded.
But tune in another time for that one.
Yeah.
Okay, enjoy the next two songs.
Mix it. Oh yeah, na 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 na. Oh yeah, na 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 na.
My name's
Dutch. I got the brighties. She gonna see me mighty. I got the brighties.
hotter than an ice. Say, baby, do you wanna be a jugaban? Are you sure you can party with the jugaban? Say she wanna party with the jugaban, because she never met nobody better than.
Long, long time, baby, you've been on my mind. Long, long time, baby, I've been on my grind. No 419, baby, you've been on my mind. No 419, baby, you've been on my grind.
I'm a jugaban. Riffraff, only fuck with good vibes. Hennessy with no chaser. Only thing I chase is paper.
I'm a jugaban.
Classy, bougie, riffraff. Only fuck with good vibes. Hennessy with no chaser. Only thing I chase is paper.
Only thing I chase is paper. Only thing I chase is paper. Only thing I chase is paper. Because I am a jugaban, bon, bon, the jugaban. The only thing I chase is paper.
Said she wanna party with the jugaban, because she never met nobody better than baby. Brown them breakfast like a jugaban. I ain't never seen nobody better than. I say, baby, do you wanna be a jugaban? Are you sure you can party with the jugaban? Said she wanna party with the jugaban, because she never met nobody better than.
Met nobody better than baby. Brown and bright just like a jugaban. I ain't never seen nobody better than. I say, baby, do you wanna be a jugaban? Are you sure you can party with the jugaban? Say she wanna party with the jugaban, because she never met nobody better than.
I'm a jugaban, classy, bougie, riffraff. Only fuck with good vibes. Tennessee with no chaser. Only thing I chase is paper.
Going down.
going down.
Okay, coming to the end of my show here, which is quite sad. Guy Three just left, so just me in the studio now. But you just heard Paris City Jazz by Bel Air. Very lovely request of Guy Three. And the phones this episode have been ringing off the hook. So I have another request from Kevin and Malden. This is Dizzy by Tommy Rowe.
You.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for that recommendation. I really liked it. And I think it's a perfect segue into my announcement that I'm having a very special Valentine's Day episode next week, this time, 6 p.m. on Monday. I'm very excited. I love Valentine's Day. It's like truly one of my favorite holidays of the year. In high school, well, I'll talk about this more next week, but really excited about next week's show. So please tune in. Today's show is fun, quite all over the place. So if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. And definitely tune in next week for this special Valentine's Day episode. I'm going to play one more song. But this is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And the last song I'm going to play today is Wrapped Up in Books by Belle and Sebastian. So enjoy, and see you next week.
Remains, you better come back to earth again. All right.